In British Columbia, the minimum wage goes up $1.20 today, a 9.5% rise to $13.85. There's going to be the predictable date saying it's going to help people out of poverty. In fact, I had that chat earlier this morning with Jill Bennett on CKNW Vancouver. But just so you're clear, you won't find anyone who researches the subject, and there's been an avalanche of research on minimum wage increases, to say this is the most effective way to help those in poverty. I mean, StatCan says that only 13% of workers who earn minimum wage live in poverty, which means that for every $100 increase in minimum wage, what, $13 finds its way to people living in poverty? If poverty is truly the goal, then we should review every government policy, by the way, because there's so many that are hurtful for the poor. But in this case, if poverty is truly the goal, then direct transfers are a far more effective way to help. But I have my suspicions that's not really the goal. I could go on, but instead I want to focus on just one aspect that's bound to be overlooked. The impact of any rise in minimum wage is determined by a number of factors. The size of the increase, the ease of technological substitution, the overall demand in the labor market, and perhaps more importantly, the increase in other government-mandated costs for labor. And that's what I want to focus on today, not just for employment, but for some of the biggest areas of concern today. The minimum wage increase is on top of the new BC health tax paid by BC employers of businesses with payrolls over 500,000. Now, that tax is forecast to cost employers of small and medium and large businesses $2 billion a year. Now, that's on top of this minimum wage increase. Employers are also going to have to pay increases in the Canada Pension Plan premium, which is scheduled to rise, well, it is rising this year, but every year after for 6 years. Then there's the ever-increasing carbon tax that's no longer offset by reduced business taxes. This is on top of higher property taxes in big centers like Vancouver, other urban centers too, which already have forced some stores to close their door. It was the same problem for Calgary business that have, along with the mandated increase in minimum wage in 2015, they saw business taxes go up and other transfers like Canada Pension Plan. And given the federal government's promise to impose a carbon tax in Alberta, now that the provincial government's backed away from some of the specific aspects, small and mid-sized businesses should start factoring in that extra cost. I think only the most ill-informed don't understand that where possible, these costs are going to be passed along in the form of higher prices to consumers. Now, it could be fewer benefits for workers as their costs go up, or lower wage increases to non-minimum wage workers as there's not as much money left over, or layoffs or even possible business closures. As the higher prices are passed along, though, we're going to hear the familiar complaints that it's too expensive to live, Without any appreciation for the role that government plays in making our life more expensive. Come on, we're seeing it right now when it comes to complaints about high gas prices, especially in BC, where gasoline taxes in Vancouver are the highest in North America. They got a transit levy that's going to go up from 17 cents a liter to 18.5 cents in July. This was a great thing, though. It was laughably, the BC government ordered the Utilities Commission to do an inquiry into gasoline prices, but the commission's not allowed to look into the role that government policies or taxes play. I mean, come on. The commission can't conclude that taxes and government policy play the biggest part in the price of the pump. And by the way, Alberta's new United Conservative government has done just the opposite by removing the 6.7 cent carbon tax from gas yesterday. That puts that discrepancy between Calgary and Edmonton and Vancouver at about 55 cents a liter. That's how much they're paying more in Vancouver. But other policies, like regulations governing the composition of gasoline, most notably ethanol content, means that when supply shortages occur in BC, imported gasoline actually has to get treated further to meet the provincial standards. That may or may not be a good thing, but the regulations do increase the cost of gas. But next up, what about the constant talk about affordable housing? Because rarely do we hear, okay, outside of this show, about the taxes and government policies that increase the cost of housing. CD Howe Institute study last year entitled Through the Roof, the High Cost of Barriers to Building New Housing in Canadian Municipalities. Well, it calculates that the extra cost that taxes or zoning or permit delays, other regulations on new housing, the extra cost, is on average $229,000 for a new home in the 8 most restrictive cities. $600,000 plus in Vancouver, by the way. Government adds $264,000 to the cost of a new home in Victoria, $152,000 in Calgary. But what about the cost of other policies, this time at the federal level? Well, it's estimated that nearly a third of the Canadian economy is shielded from competition through tariffs and other restrictions. That keeps prices artificially high. Maybe milk marketing boards are the prime example, where the government imposes a 241% tax on American milk exports that are above the quota. I mean, the average Canadian family pays over $500 more per year for dairy products thanks to tariffs on American competition. Hey, but maybe we shouldn't feel so bad. One of the big stories this week is how Donald Trump is threatening again more tariffs on Mexican goods. This is on top of the tariffs on the Chinese goods. The estimate is that it's going to cost U.S. consumers an extra $72 billion this year. But the point is this: government policies that extend way beyond income tax play a major role in increasing the cost of living that we hear so many complaining about. As Ronald Reagan famously said, the 9 scariest words in the English language, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.